Hello, this is Nick Treadwell. It's the 25th of March 2011. It's 10:35 or 22:35 in the evening. This is my audio boo. Just a little bit of an update on what's sort of going on and all the rest of it. A few things that I'd like to touch base with you on. Earthquakes, first of all, and of course it's been a busy time for earthquakes on the planet in the last few years, really, particularly this year with the at the beginning of the year we had the Australian earthquake. And now, just a couple of weeks back, we had Japan with a really big one. I've been doing some investigating around on the internet and got hold of a few little tools to use to track earthquakes that are going on and all the rest of it. And one of them is a program called Earthquake 3D. And I would highly recommend anybody to actually download this little program. You can just search for on Google for Earthquake 3D. It's not a really big thing. It's just a little tiny desktop driven program, and it gives you a graphical 3D representation of the planet. And the data is updated from the United States Earthquake Society, or whatever it is. It's one of the main ones for updating of earthquakes. Unfortunately, it doesn't tap into European earthquakes, so they don't sort of appear on there. But other ones do, and Japan the Japan ones do, and all the rest of it, and so forth. And it's really good for having a look at what really is going on. It's got options on it to go back over the last 7 days and see just how many earthquakes are going on, and you can also sort them by or see them, display them by as how strong they are, what magnitude they are. And this program, along with an app, some apps that are on the App Store, on the iPhone App Store. You can probably also download some off the Android one. I've got one at the minute. What's it called? I can't remember what it's called now. Anyway, it's a paid job. It's only 59p on the App Store. It's one of the most popular ones you can get, and it basically updates from, I think there's 6 different sources, so you're actually getting a whole planetary wide display of, you know, what earthquakes are going on. And a number of things have sort of woken me up to basically what's going on. I didn't know this before. the number of earthquakes going on, I had no idea there was that many going on. Okay, some of them might be small, you know, 2-3 magnitude. But even so, you know, stuff going on, it's absolutely amazing. And you just don't take into account. And also, I don't know whether this is it's normal, but the amount of aftershocks that Japan has had that are not now reported in the news anymore. I mean, Japan seems to be sort of swept aside a little bit in the news now because we've got all this thing going on with Libya. But now it's we had a nuclear disaster there. Don't worry about that. That'll be the bit at the end of the news. Oh, and finally, they may have been able to solve the problems at the nuclear reactor. We may or not be killed by radiation poisoning. Anyway, have a nice weekend. So it's sort of like the number of aftershocks I've had in the last 2 weeks since it happened is something like now 700, 800 aftershocks, and a lot of those aftershocks are medium range earthquakes. They're around about 4 to 5 magnitude, and some of them, a quarter of them, are probably 6s. I mean, yes, I think it was yesterday or the day before, they had two over 6 magnitude, which is a pretty good, pretty substantial earthquake, really, in the medium range. and something that can still do quite a lot of damage. So that's really woken me up to, you know, I mean, I had a lot, did a bit of research on the internet, and I know you get, you know, there's a lot of, you get really a lot of aftershocks after an earthquake, but they go down, the magnitude does drop off over a number of weeks and months, and you know, till finally, basically, you know, you're not getting anywhere anymore. But with the Japan earthquake, they did drop off for a little bit. Up, you know, about 3 or 4 days ago, that we weren't having sixes, you know, for 2 or 3 days there were no sixes, and suddenly the sixes have come back now. And the other shocking thing about it, if you look at it on the map at where all these earthquakes are happening, it's sort of like right along that east coast of Japan, right along there, the whole length of there, right where there's a big, you know, 1,000 foot drop off in of the sea along on, it's like a shelf, and it just drops straight down, and all the earthquakes are happening all along there, which a lot of people are now saying on the internet in various, like, you know, things, some people are saying, like, you know, oh, you know, this is the start of, because a result of the earthquake, that big one, was that Japan sort of dropped, didn't it? It dropped by a number of centimetres or feet or whatever, which is one of the reasons why the tsunami protection walls that they had along the coast didn't work, because they dropped and the water came straight over. And so a lot of people now are discussing on the internet whether actually Japan is actually sinking. And I watched this really shocking video, which was taken a couple of days after the big earthquake. Someone just walking through Tokyo and walking through a local park, and just as I was walking along, big cracks were appearing on the pavement, and water was seeping up through. It was really, really, you know, something like out of a disaster movie. It really, really shocking. Now I'm starting to think, you know, I've got this funny feeling that it just isn't over in Japan yet, even though they've had this big earthquake, even though they've had, you know, volcanoes erupting as well. Two or three volcanoes have erupted as a result of this earthquake. And then they've had the nuclear thing right on top of that, which the media isn't really discussing anymore. And nobody really knows the severity of what's actually coming out of those nuclear reactors. It's clear that they've melted down. It's absolutely clear. Yesterday there was a report on the internet that there was a xenon beam coming out of one of them, the detected, which is basically evidence of plutonium and uranium and all the rest of it coming out of there, which is not really good, really. Something that we don't really want to hear. It's all pretty depressing, really. But I don't think it's really woken me up to how many earthquakes are going on. And now with this app that I've got, I'm beginning to, like, get a flavour for, you know, the hotspots and what's going on and all the rest of it. And I wouldn't say I'm enjoying it. You can't really say, oh look, that someone had a 6.0 magnitude earthquake. Oh dear me. I enjoyed looking out on my app, plotting it on the map and everything. Don't think they enjoyed it where they were. But it's fascinating. All the same, to actually see this. And also another thing which I've been looking at and getting into is the underground weather community on the internet is just ripe. And if you go on YouTube and you search for just underground weather, you'll find loads of videos made by students who have probably studied weather patterns and movement and seismology and all the rest of it, and they basically trawl through the satellite images, radar images, and these earthquake monitoring maps and programs you can get on the internet and all the rest of it. There is so much, so much information you can get, up to date stuff. You can go to a website which gives you, you know, up to the minute seismology graphs of Yellowstone Park and other hotspots throughout the US and in the world, the Pacific Northwest earthquake zone and all sorts of, there's so many sites you can go to get stuff. There's AccuWeather, which is another site which gives you just endless options of seeing radar maps, of seeing geological representations of, like, how weather is moving across the planet and cloud formations and all the rest of it. And a lot of these underground this underground community on YouTube and on various other sites are actually mapping this and actually looking at it and studying it and in perhaps even more detail than the media is even going to. And it's well worth having a look at and seeing what they're saying. Okay, some of it might be hearsay, some of it might be a bit, you know, tinged with a bit of, you know, sort of over the topness, but it's still pretty interesting, or nonetheless. Anyway, what was the other thing that I wanted to discuss? What else has been going on with me? Nothing much really. Just the normal stuff. I haven't been really been doing that much. Been doing a bit of running. What else? Been on a course, which is pretty. Oh, there, pretty nice course this week, which is pretty boring, really. This weekend, plans to go to a rare visit to see my brother tomorrow. Well, not to actually see, well, we're actually meeting up for lunch. It's a family type lunch type thing. So that should be good. And on Sunday, we're going to, with friends, to National Trust site, Croft Castle. And the Financial Times have been running a week-long thing where you can collect various vouchers, and if you collect 3 vouchers, you can get a family free into any National Trust property just for this weekend. So that's pretty good. So we're going to take advantage of that and take the lad out for some culture. What else? Don't think there's anything else at the moment that I wanted to discuss. Podcast. Yeah, it's been going okay. I think I've done about 4 or 5 programs this month now. Wanted to do a lot more than that, but just finding the time to do it and all the rest of it. I've got another couple of programs that I want to put together and get out before the end of this month, as a part of the donation drive type thing, although I haven't really had any donations, so that hasn't really worked very well. I kind of knew that it probably wouldn't, but it was, you know, worth a try, and I'll probably continue it on in the next few months and stuff, and see how it goes, how it pans out. Really, still enjoy putting the podcast together. So there's no, you know, and I know there's a lot of listeners out there who download it and listen to it. So, you know, there's, you know, apart from the fact that I'm probably gonna have to either find another site or pay a little bit out of my pocket to produce it, is neither here or there, I suppose. At the end of the day, I mean, it would be nice to receive some donations, but hey ho, we live in a society that expects everything for free on the internet, really. So kind of up against a wall on that one. That's it for me for now. I'll speak to you another time, another place. Bye bye.